Hi guys, this is your host Miss Anonymous and you are now checked into the rehab. Hope you guys have had an awesome couple of weeks since we last spoke, and I hope this year is off to a kick butt start, and I really hope it stays that way. So I've obviously missed all of you. Hopefully you've also missed me. And today we have another exciting topic, which I am thrilled about because it's something that I believe in. And hopefully you guys can get some value out of this, whether that means for yourself or for somebody in your life. All right. So with that, let's get started. Today's topic is going to be, how do you repair a broken relationship? Now, before I get into the five ways that I'm going to recommend, keep in mind, relationships are very, very complicated, and there's many, many different ways to fix a relationship, depending on the type of relationship that you have with somebody, and the dynamics of the relationship, and what exactly caused the relationship to be broken. Now, my personal opinion is, and for those of you that has been listening to my podcast, you already know this. My personal opinion is some things you can fix. Other things are too broken and they cannot be fixed. But what are the things that can be fixed and what are the things that can't be fixed is going to be different for each and every one of us because the parameters of our relationships are different. And how we feel about the person would be different. So these are just five ways to fix a relationship. Some of these things may work for you, but again, depends on the dynamics of your relationship. There might be something else that might work better, which I'm going to get into down the line. We're going to come back to broken relationships because God knows there's so many people trying to fix a relationship, and we're going to explore all the different ways, but let's start with five to begin with. Five ways on how do you fix a relationship. So this will go to anything in terms of friendship. It'll apply for romantic relationships and it'll apply for family. Whatever your relationship is, here are the five ways that you can start to mend it. The first one is, and this seems almost like a no-brainer, but it seems to be the most difficult thing that people have to do, which is to talk to each other. Duh. But it's really not that simple because you see, people act very differently when they're upset or when they're hurt. Not everyone wants to come to the table and talk about their feelings. And even for the people that can come to the table and talk about their feelings, not everyone is comfortable having a difficult talk. And to top it off, not everyone is comfortable taking a critical feedback. What do I mean by that? Most individuals, and I'm sure if you've been in relationships before, you've kind of noticed this. Most individuals, when they're upset or when they're hurt, and usually that's what causes a broken relationship. It's one out of three ways, which are the most common ways that the relationship is broken. One, there's trust that's broken, whether that involves cheating or whether that means somebody telling secrets to someone, but there's some form of trust that's broken. Second is that there may be a fight. It may be a first big fight. It may be a fight that was coming for a long time. It may be a series of fights and this is just a big fight. But nonetheless, there's a big fight. Third way could be that there's something that the other person has done that may have hurt you or something that you could have done that may have hurt the other person. But nobody has acknowledged or spoken up about the fact that they're hurt. So either the other individual has no idea why this person is mad, or they have an idea, but they don't think the other person is ready to talk about it. So as a result, no one is really communicating. So even though it seems like a no-brainer that you should talk to each other, sometimes that becomes the hardest thing to do. And as I mentioned, sometimes when we talk to people, it also matters, how do you communicate to a person? Because remember, we're trying to fix a broken relationship. So something has already happened that has caused a relationship to maybe deteriorate. Maybe it's hanging on by a thread. Maybe it's already broken, as in totally damaged. You have no communication with the person. You both said your piece and you're like, I'm done. But maybe one of you still wants to rekindle all of that. Regardless, obviously, it's not something that was pleasant that happened that caused this quote-unquote ending or near ending. And now you're thinking, okay, I'm ready to talk about this, but maybe the other person is not at that same place. Maybe that's just not how they deal with conflict. Maybe they're so upset they don't want to talk to you, they don't want to see you. So this is going to be, in my opinion, the toughest thing to get over. Now, if you're in a relationship with someone where both of you are mature adults, you've had a solid history, the respect is there, you know that the person would never do anything to intentionally hurt you, and then you can both communicate in a calm, respectful, loving manner, then great. Then this is not a challenge for you. But for a majority of the people, the talking part is the hardest. So what happens if you hit a roadblock and the other person is just not willing to talk to you? There's this thing that I came across and I've applied it, and surprisingly, it actually works. So I'm going to share that with you. It's called the 5-5-5 rule. What that basically means is, in order to resolve a conflict, you get a timer or like a stopwatch, and you give person A, so one person goes first, and they get 5 minutes to talk about how they feel, why are they upset, what do they want next, whatever comes to their mind. 5 minutes they get to talk. Uninterrupted. The other person cannot ask any questions. They cannot be defensive. It's uninterrupted. 5 minutes person A gets to talk. Then person B gets to talk, and person A has to be quiet for 5 whole minutes. So this way, both people get 5 minutes each to share their feelings, put their case forward, say what they want, make any accusations if they want in those 5 minutes. Then you give your partner or your friend or your relative, whoever is the person that you're trying to fix this relationship, also 5 minutes to talk. And then mutually, you guys talk about the issue at hand for the remaining 5 minutes. The reason that the latter part is also 5 minutes is, once you've heard the other person's piece, you already know how you feel. Now you have the missing piece of the puzzle as to, okay, here's how the other person feels. Instead of getting into what if, we should, you didn't, long debate, you time that portion to be, here's 5 minutes mutually that we will communicate. My recommendation would be that both of you just say, I want this, I want this. Here's what I want. Here's what I'm willing to give. The other person says, here's what I want. Here's what I'm willing to give. And in 5 minutes, you decide if it works for you. If the answer is yes, then if you want to have a drawn out conversation after the fact to be like, okay, well, how are we going to do this? What are the changes that we make? Great. But use 5 minutes to make that decision, because you have all of the information that you need now. You know how you feel. You know how they feel. You know what you want. And that's the time to be transparent about it. Once a decision has been reached and the decision's going to be great, we're going to work at it, or we will not work at it and we'll go our separate ways, you can still be cordial in both of those situations. You know, keep in mind, just because you want to repair a broken relationship doesn't mean that the other person does also. Personally, I think it's a sense of maturity that if both people could come to the table and at least say your piece, so then this way, if you do run into each other down the line, there's no bad blood, there's no animosity, there's no ill wishes towards one another. Because at the end of the day, if someone is important in your life to a point where you're trying to salvage the relationship, then obviously that's not a person that you would ever want harm on. Because if that was the case, you wouldn't be here listening to this podcast episode on how to repair that relationship, right? And I even bet for those of you that have been in relationships in the past, when I'm talking about some of these scenarios, you can think back to that one or two or three, and I hope it's not more than three, broken relationships where you're like, okay, if I could go back in time, maybe I should have handled that situation a little bit differently so that even if we were not together or even if we're not friends today, we could have still ended off on a good note so that I didn't have any regrets on how that ending happened. See, these are the things that people don't really think about when you get into a fight or when you stop talking to someone. You think from your emotions of, here's what I want right now. I'm in my shell. I'm going to ignore this person, or I'm never going to speak to them again. But things might be different in a couple of years. Hopefully, there's some growth that has happened with you and some growth that has happened with another person. Now, if someone has broken what I call, quote unquote, a moral code, like, for example, somebody cheated on you, and the way I see cheating, it's not just the act that somebody cheated on you, it's the breaking of the trust. So let's say that's one of your moral codes and you're like, you know what, this person broke my trust, and if I can't trust them, I can never have them in my life. I want to have nothing to do with them. Okay, that's a different scenario. Then maybe in a couple years, you're not going to sit over there and have regrets over how things ended. And I'm not saying, guys, that this is necessarily, even though it says, how do you repair a broken relationship? But just because you're repairing a broken relationship doesn't mean that you're getting back into a relationship. You can repair a broken relationship because you want to end off on a good note. You want to be cordial. Maybe you want to be friends. But that doesn't mean that you want to be back in that relationship, or you want to date that person, or you want that person to be a friend. Now, you could, like, your intention could totally be that, yes, I want to repair this relationship because I want to be back with that person. But the intention of this podcast is not necessarily to bring you back in that person's life. But it just basically means whatever that relationship is, how do you make sure that it's just not broken anymore? Whether a new relationship comes of it is entirely amongst the 2, 3, 10, whatever, however many people are involved in your situation. But at least you don't have that animosity. And if you've listened to some of my other podcast episodes, I often talk about letting go, and letting go, not necessarily for the other person, but for yourself. You can let go of people just because you want to heal and you want to move on. But that doesn't mean that you've let go of the situation or your anger to allow that person to be back into your life. Because at the end of the day, you also have to be smart about what this situation was, how this person treated you, and what are they capable of doing again? As you may have heard, one of the famous quotes is, the definition of madness is just doing something over and over again and expecting different results. If you are in a relationship that constantly goes through this pattern where something happens, it gets broken, maybe you guys stop talking to each other, then one of you initiates contact. Okay, you fix that relationship, you restart a new relationship, and it's a continuous loop, then you need to take a hard look at both yourself as to why you're allowing this pattern to continue, and at the other person to say and to think, is this person really the best in my life, or is my life better without this individual? And sometimes the clarity comes when you talk to each other, because then that way, it makes it crystal clear that whatever you've interpreted or however you've looked at the situation is really what it was. Because sometimes when two people don't communicate, one can have a totally different story. Another one can have a totally different story. And both of you may be coming from two different places where neither one of them is wrong. It's just they don't understand why the other feels the way that they do. So that's why I always recommend, whether or not you want to allow the person or people back into your life, It's always good and it's always healthy to talk about it. You can lovingly let go of people. And to me, it's frightening that when you do want to have a talk with someone, and even if it's an ending and you just want to discuss it, that people get so defensive because automatically they're like, well, I don't want this person blaming me. I don't want another fight. I don't want to be back in a relationship, when none of those things need to happen. You can be totally mature, have a conversation with someone, say your piece, good or bad, as long as you do it with respect, say your piece. After that, in that last 5 minutes of the 5-5-5 rule, last 5 minutes, come to a decision. And if the decision is, you know what, I hear you, but I still feel this way, and I don't want to be with you, or I don't trust you, or I feel so disrespected that I can't move forward, but I'm glad we had this talk. Thank you for the time that you gave me. Thank you for the wonderful memories that you created. I wish you the best. That's it. You go your way, the other person goes their way. And again, I know this is like the ideal scenario, but where both people need to be mature to get to that stage. But I'm hoping through all of these podcast episodes that we get to that level. We get to that level of understanding and we get to that level of respect, both for ourselves and for other people. And we get to that place of just being at peace, regardless of what the outcome is. Because the worst thing that you can have in life is regrets. And I say this in a lot of different episodes. That's the absolute worst thing that you can have in life. Don't look to your past to say, I could have, would have, should have, while you're still making the same mistakes. Learn and make your future better. Whatever has happened, it's happened. It's shaped you for the good or the bad into the person that you are today. So don't worry about what's already gone. Just think about, how do I prevent these mistakes going forward? Not necessarily for other people, but for yourself. Because even if we don't talk about relationships that hurt us, even if we don't show to other people that certain things bothered us about certain endings, you may find yourself thinking about that situation. And you don't want to be in a place of regret. So whenever you're looking at your past, always think about, okay, that was a life lesson, but have I learned it? If I haven't, then here's my opportunity to make sure my future is way better than my past. All right, so that's the first way. The second is, talk to other people. Let's say you speak to that person. Now you hear their story. They hear your story. You come to a decision. Like, this is what we're going to do going forward. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you know how to go about it sometimes. And I always ask people to err on the side of caution, where don't just ask anybody for advice. And it's not because people don't want to give you good advice. People are messed up in their own lives. And some people are not in a position to give you good advice because they themselves don't know what they're doing in their lives. So when you're talking to other people, always be mindful of the fact that it's somebody that has their life together, their situation together. It's somebody who has the best intentions for you. It's somebody that you respect, somebody that you admire, where you look at their relationships and you think, I wish I had that type of a relationship in there. And that's the person that you need to go and talk to. Because maybe you came to a decision with your person, but you don't really know how to go about it. Or maybe they said that you're doing something that they're upset about or they're hurt by, but you don't know how to change that. And sometimes it's easier to talk to other people who have either been through the situation or have wisdom of being like, I want to make this work, but I don't know how to go about it. And I don't want to be in this situation where a relationship gets rocky again. What advice do you have? I always tell people, listen to everybody, but then do what you think feels right. Advice is for free. So listen to as many people as you can. But when it comes to doing something, remember, you have to live with the consequences of your actions. So do what you think is right, but listen to everybody's advice. Third way that you're going to fix your relationship is going to be, you have to understand that there's some things that will always be different between you and another person. That's just a fact. No two people will ever be 100% alike. You could be similar in some ways, but you can have other differences. Whether that means there's a difference in priorities, there's a difference in what you want from your future, there's a difference in values. Whatever those differences are, you have to be mindful of those differences, that they are there and they exist. And the reason why you need to acknowledge those differences, both to yourself and to your partner, is so now you know, here are the topics where we are on opposite sides of the spectrum. Are these topics things that we want to engage in conversations about in the future? Like, for example, if you have political views, your partner has also political views, but they're very different than yours. Is it worth it for you to get into that argument with your partner that causes your relationship to break? And that's on you to decide. Is politics, and that's just an example, but is politics that important to you that you're willing to damage this relationship over it? If the answer is no, and I'm not saying you shouldn't be talking about your views, my question really is it worth talking about those views to this partner who feels very differently? Or can you talk about those views with your friends or with your family who think along the same lines when it comes to your political preferences? And maybe not have those conversations with your partner. Because if it's not that important to you, it's not worth getting into an argument or a fight that's so big that your relationship is on shaky ground after. So you have to acknowledge what your differences are, which one of those differences it's not worth getting into with your partner, and then which differences do you need to mutually agree on to move forward? Like, for example, let's say you want to have kids, your partner doesn't want to have kids. Okay, that's a difference. But it's a big enough difference where you can't just push it to the side. You need to talk about it. And that's a difference that you need to work through. So either you decide, great, we'll have one kid, or one of you changes their mind to get on board with the other. But that's a difference that you cannot ignore. That needs to be acknowledged and that needs to be dealt with at the end of the day. The fourth way is really to understand your partner and kind of where they're coming from. Because if you don't understand why your partner reacts a certain way to a situation, one, you will not be empathetic towards them. And then two, long term, you might just find yourself having the same fight or the same argument over and over again. And that could be very damaging to your relationship in there. So you need to make sure that you build on that aspect of your relationship. And then the fifth way, the last piece of advice, would really be to continue to learn and continue to educate yourself. And no, I don't mean to go back to school. I mean, in our lives, we change. The people around us change. And the wisest thing to do in all of this is to learn from experiences, not just your experiences, but also learn from other people's experiences. Listen to advice, read stuff, educate ourselves on different aspects of the relationship. Like, learning how to communicate is really a skill. The way you'll communicate, let's say in school or at work or when you're leading a company or with your partner, is not the same type of communication. So you have to be willing and you have to be receptive to grow as an individual. And sometimes that growth isn't just by taking advice to other people. It's sharpening your own skill sets to say, okay, how do I get better at resolving conflict in my relationship with my partner? What is it that triggers my partner? How do I make sure that I don't cause those things that are triggering my partner? How do I learn to diffuse a situation? How do I learn to get better at arguing with my partner? Because if you listen to some of my episodes, I talk about even having a fight or an argument is very healthy. In fact, it's unhealthy if you're going through long periods of times, and I'm talking years, where you're not arguing, you're not disagreeing, you're not fighting about anything, because that means one of you is just going along with the other, because no two people are exactly the same, not even twins. The way that you think or the way that you react, the way that you feel about situations, it's going to be different. So there's always something to learn in terms of just skill sets, in terms of things that improve your relationship. And sometimes, and this is the one thing that often people don't give enough value or thought to, sometimes we don't realize how important relationships really are in our lives. Because think about it, you can make all the money in the world, you can travel everywhere, but at the end of the day, if you don't have a person, and it could be a friend, it could be family, whoever, in your life as a staple, how those moments that may seem great, that may be things that you're looking forward to, can be downplayed. And if your relationship, especially if a relationship is important to you, is not on course, just think about the domino effect it can have in your life. It can impact everything from your mental health to your physical health to your financial well-being. And the unfortunate thing is that while we put emphasis on getting a degree, we put emphasis on having a livelihood, we put emphasis on maybe going out and having fun, there's not that much emphasis that gets put on relationships. When that relationship, and it could be more than one, but different types of relationships are really the foundation to everything else that you're doing in your life. So it's important for you to be happy there, because that in turn will fuel your mind, get you to be in great shape, and then that will get all of the other areas of your life in check. So it's very crucial that we work on relationships in a timely manner, because what happens is a broken relationship, when it first breaks, is at a stage where maybe it could have been fixed. But that same broken relationship that doesn't get the TLC that it needs for months or years on end has now become a past relationship where you've moved on from. And as I started the podcast episode today, it really is up to you to decide, is this relationship something that's really important to me to salvage? If the answer is no, then by all means, move on. Don't work on that relationship, but still retain some of the skill sets, because conflicts will arise no matter in what relationship you're in. And somebody who's wise is going to learn from past mistakes and is going to be prepared for the future. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I hope you guys take some of this skill set, take some of the things that we've kind of talked about and apply it in your own life. And hopefully all of these things work out for you. So with that, you are now checked out of the rehab. Until next time, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. Bye, guys.